Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, this is Margaret Ann Lembo, and I'm talking to you today from sunny South Florida. Angels, angels, guides, master teachers, mystics, saints, we have so many wonderful beings of light and love and goodness that can help guide us, to help comfort us, to provide us with inspiration. And we have just simply to decide that we want their help. We want their assistance. We want to receive messages from the divine or divine inspiration in our daily lives. So today, I want to share with you what a few minutes, for a little while, a little bit of what I know about the angelic realm. As a young girl, starting very, very young, as early as I can have any memory recall, I was always connected with the angelic realm between my parents and my sister and and I grew up in Catholicism, so the church, you know, we had a divine connection with the angelic realm, and it was normal to communicate with my guardian angel. It was normal to feel like I was falling asleep every night, surrounded by angels watching over me. And so to this day, I have that belief and perception, and I would love for you to have it too, should you wish to have it. So whether it's a master guide or teacher, a human that has been on the planet before us, or an angel, which is never really, really on the earth, they're not humans, they might have a quick visit with us and seem human, but the difference between guides and angels is that guides have been on this planet before. So, in fact, I have a new deck that's launching. It's going to be arriving on the bookshelves around the world shortly, called Masters, Mystics, Saints, and the Gemstone Guardians cards. And I delve into even further, you know, the first two decks, Angels and the Gemstone Guardians and Archangels and the Gemstone Guardians, are tools to help connect with these angels that are available to us. And by the end of this time we have together, I'll pull a card or two. But before we get too mental about the angelic realm, what I'd like to do is to just touch base with you in regard to a short meditation. So if you're not driving and if you're at a place that you can, I'd like for you to lower your eyelids and focus on your breath, on the inhale and the exhale. And let yourself go within your own consciousness, allowing your eyes, your attention to be back in the middle of your forehead, back behind the middle of your forehead, breathing deeply and completely to center and focus. And now using your imagination, I would like for you to imagine that you're climbing a beautiful white staircase. It could be any staircase. It might be a staircase you've walked up before. So walking up a staircase, walking up the stairs, and then very quickly and shortly, because this is a short little podcast, you end up on a landing or a place where there is no more stairs. You're just at a place that seems to be infinite. There could be the shade pastel blue. At least that's what I'm seeing in my mind's eye. So if you want, you can make believe and imagine with me, because that's how we get in touch with our angels. And as you delve a little further into this location, this place at the top of the staircase, take a look around in your imagination, in your mind's eye, in the depths of your consciousness, and you will notice, see, sense, feel, or know that you are at a place where you can connect with guides and angels. And all it takes is for you to make it that your intention. Make it your intention. Right now, right now. Nice deep breath, and on the exhale, allow yourself to imagine that you're standing in front of your guardian angel or an angel that is perfect for you today. Another deep breath, and imagine that angel is standing in front of you. So now, whether you see it or whether you see this angel or sense the angel, you might just feel or just know, I would like for you to very quickly, heart to heart and mind to mind, let this angel know of something that's been bothering you that you would like help with. Right now, tell the angel, heart to heart and mind to mind. It doesn't have to be a long dissertation. You just have to bring it up to your mind and your heart, and the angel will know. And ask, give permission to the angel to help you, guide you, send you clues, send you messages in various ways and forms. Then with gratitude in your heart, this is a nice quick one, quick meditation, quick meeting. I'd like for you to express, however you want to, gratitude for this angelic force and turn around and walk down the stairs just the way you came up, still observing your breath, the inhale and the exhale, and returning completely and fully back and opening your eyes and being here now. Now, if you want to jot down a little note, if you're in that kind of a place that you can right now, make a note. Maybe you want to write down what you asked that angel to help you with. That works too. Because the more that we focus on what we need assistance with, making a prayer or a petition, if you don't like the word prayer for whatever reason, I like the word prayer. Praying is helpful and good. But you can look at it as a petition for assistance. Hello out there, you might say. Hello, angels. Hello, guides. Hi, master teachers. I need help with XYZ. Okay, so now you've set out your petition, you've set out your prayer, your request, and now it's time to pay attention because we do get messages all the time. We do receive insight. We do receive guidance. We do have the ability to receive divine orchestration. That means the orchestration of our life, so we're at the right place at the right time. I'd like for you to make it your intention that you're going to start paying attention to that. You know, these signs and symbols come from all different ways. You know, many of you may that are listening may have even heard that the way that the angelic realm can communicate with us is wide and varied, and it could also be ordinary. So look for the symbols through dreams, for conversations that you overhear, or something that keeps repeating in your life that you keep hearing. I remember once I was in some situation where somebody was asking about turmeric, and I was in a medical, I was at an acupuncturist's office, and they said it over and over and over again, and I was just overhearing because I was in one of the treatment rooms already. And when I went home and looked it up, because I figured, my goodness, they said that so many times, it was something that would help exactly with the reason why I was visiting my acupuncturist. So there's so many different ways that the angels bring us messages. It could be through a TV program, and then watching that program brings home a message, and then that message repeats itself in another way, in another way. So let's say that you want help from the archangels. You know, there's hierarchies of angels. And the hierarchies range, and it's a list. And most of them are very high up with the with God, Goddess, Creator. The seraphim, the cherubim, the thrones, dominions, virtues, powers, principalities, archangels, and angels. And this lineup of angels are divided into three houses. The angels of contemplation, which are the first three, the angels of the cosmos, which are the second three, and the angels of the earth, or the angels of the world. And those are the angels that we're connected with, that we receive guidance from, that we have the availability to have guidance from. So archangels answer our prayers, and guardian angels watch over us. And the more that we stay connected with them, the more that they can bring their messages through. You know, my four favorite archangels are Archangel Michael, Raphael, Archangel Gabriel, and Archangel Uriel. And over the years, I've also done a lot of study with Native American spirituality, although I am not Native American to my knowledge. I haven't had my DNA tested. But the point is that I like to call in the angels from all four directions, regardless of Native American or Celtic origins or wherever the cycles of life and the wheel of life and the four directions belong to all of us. So from the east, that's where I call on Archangel Michael. I invite and invoke Archangel Michael for protection, to help me have faith, to bring me clarity, and for the removal of fear. You too can do this. And if you need help, you can grab a piece of clear quartz or a lapis lazuli, even a black onyx or a black tourmaline to remind you that you're always protected and that you do have clarity. And then Archangel Raphael, I like to call from the south, the angel of healing, healing our hearts, our minds, our emotions. And Raphael has a wonderful story written about him in the Book of Tobit, where he goes and helps Tobias on his journey when he wanted to get help for healing for his father. So Archangel Raphael can bring us insights into healing our level of our physicality, our physical body, but we also have a mental and emotional and spiritual body that may need help or assistance. So if you like gemstones, you can grab yourself a piece of green calcite or green tourmaline, malachite, or moldavite, you know, all the green stones, because Archangel Raphael comes in on the green ray. Michael comes in on a beautiful electric blue or cobalt blue ray. And then from the west, Archangel Gabriel. Gabriel is, to me, more of a feminine energy. That's just my perception. But just so you know, angels are not masculine or feminine. They're androgynous. Okay, so I'm still going to call Gabriel. So Gabriel is the angel of introspection, to go inside ourselves and get messages, know the truth. You know, Gabriel appeared to Daniel, providing information on a prophetic vision. Gabriel appeared to Zacharias to let him know to the birth of John. It was like very powerful. Gabriel came to Mother Mary to let her know that she was going to be bringing in the Christ consciousness through her physical body. So we have messengers and messages from the angels, and Archangel Gabriel can help you realize, utilize, and recognize messages when they arrive. And then Archangel Uriel. Uriel is in the order and energy of the north door. And when I invite Archangel Uriel, I ask that this angel bring with him a vibration of wisdom, of knowledge, of understanding the much greater perspective from the standpoint of our planet. It's the Archangel Uriel is the angel of natural phenomena, and it's a teacher of the stewardship of the earth. So when we're trying to tap into our ancestors and all those that have walked on this path before us, Uriel can bring forth whatever wisdom that they learned from being here in the past and doing that in the past, meaning doing that, being here on planet Earth. So now I'm going to shuffle the cards because we're ending this particular podcast, and I'm going to pull a card. So I'm shuffling my second deck called the Archangels and Gemstone Guardians cards. And I'm waiting for one to jump up. Okay, this one jumped out. It's Archangel Raphael, and the stone is Malachite. So if you don't already know about my deck, the Archangels and Gemstone Guardians cards, there on one side is a picture of a beautiful gemstone. In this case today with Archangel Raphael is Malachite. And then when you turn the card over, yes, they're two-sided, so there's lots of information just on one card, is the archangel, the name of the archangel, and then the affirmation that would match that archangel. So this is your message for all of you that are listening in this moment, whether it's live or at a much later date. Connect with now. What patterns in your life do you keep repeating? So you contemplate that. It's a question or a connection of contemplation. What patterns in your life do you keep repeating? You might even want to write that down and then journal about it. So now the guidance, or the divine guidance, is walk the inner labyrinth and find the higher spiritual purpose for your challenges and lessons. Discover and release the patterns that no longer serve you. Look for the energetic patterns of joy, harmony, and inner peace. Move forward in your evolutionary spiral upward. So with malachite in hand, you could utilize that as a tool, as a reminder. Okay, I am determined to go within and know why I keep repeating this pattern. Why am I having this lesson? Why is this challenge here? And instead of looking outward and blame, inward with observation, not judgment, observation, observe. Why is this appearing to me now to be healed, to show up, to work through? And again, I still highly recommend to do some journaling work and meditation, contemplative work. So Archangel Raphael brings this affirmation, and we'll end this podcast with this affirmation. I find balance within. I feel my feelings and embrace my emotions. Love swirls into my life. I recognize repetitive patterns. I choose patterns of love, compassion, and kindness. I'm going to say that again. I choose patterns of love, compassion, and kindness. I focus on my heart center. I treasure the lessons I learn through being in relationship with others. So remember, we do have a choice. Our thoughts, our beliefs, and our emotions are what create our reality. So if you choose patterns of love and you choose people and situations that provide compassion and kindness, both coming from you and receiving it, then you will create more and more of that in your own personal world. So I want to thank you so much for listening. From me and all the angels and all the archangels and all the masters, mystics, and saints, I wish you a blessed day. And remember, there is a place where you can chat in the podcast, a chat group on Facebook, and you would find that under groups, Margaret Ann Lembo Podcast. So if you have a question, go ahead and type it in there, and I do visit it to take a look if anybody's looking for an answer or some guidance. I want to thank you so much for listening today. May your days be filled with blessings and love, and may the angels light your path. Thanks for listening. This is Margaret Ann Lembo signing off.